Shore Dive Records Transmissions. Shore Dive Records Transmissions.
It's December. It's the end of the year. And I am going to do a different show. Usually we play things from the label and we play things that I like. This time we're going to do a year review, but it's going to be centered on the label. Why? Because honestly, I can't be bothered to organize one that is centered around other things. So I've gone easy because I'm lazy. But that's fine because we have good music and you shall enjoy it because it is good. At least that's what I think. But I'm right. So there you go. My name is Nico. I run Shore Dive Records. Shore Dive Records is the record label based in Brighton. This year we have released quite a few things, and one of the things that we have released is the second EP by the Leontini Vernacular, and it was really good. Are we sold out? I don't think we are. There might be a couple left. Get them.
Thank you.
So as we know, the label is kind of centered around shoegaze as a sort of core, but then we sort of go around, like expand the core into things that are derived from it, right? If that makes any sense. So for example, we're going to play The Backlash now. The Backlash were released this year. They're from Italy, and they're more like, if you think like around like The Verve kind of thing, a bit of Oasis. So it's like the shoegazy influences there, but it's not like pure shoegaze. And it is not sold out, I believe, but pretty much close to. This is the Backlash.
Thank you.
you catch my drift? It's not shoegaze. But if you like shoegaze, you probably like it. Unless you're a purist. And if you're a purist, well, I'm sorry for you, basically. Because it okay, it's like food, right? Music is like food. So maybe you really like chocolate, but if you eat chocolate all day, every day, there's something wrong with you. You need to try a salad for a change, because salad is good. It's good, isn't it? Oysters are good, and spinach is good, and a pork chop is good, and my mum's rabbit in a white sauce is good as well. Yeah, but yeah, there's horrified people right now going, rabbit, what's wrong with you, man? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with me. I'm French. Yep. What are we going to play? We're going to play Waves Crashing. They're from Seattle. We released it this year. It is not sold out, but there's not many left. And it's actually in KEXP's top 50 of the year. Yeah, I know, right? Check this out. We're cool. We're super cool. From their EP, it's live and it sounded damn good, didn't it? Yeah, they just played the Tremolo Festival in Seattle recently. Yeah, for those of you lucky enough to live there. Are you lucky to live in Seattle? I guess you are. You could be in worse places. Mogadishu. But you know, you're in Seattle and you have the grunge heritage around you, the mountains, the sea, the rain. Okay, the rain's not good. The rest is. Okay, now we're going to change. So we're going to go from rain to sun. We're going to go to Saint-Tropez. I can't say it. Saint-Tropez, right? Or some people in France, it's Saint-Tropez. I guess it depends where you're from. There's a debate as to how you actually say the name of the thing. But they're from New Jersey, and that's completely different. By the way, if you head to our Bandcamp right now, shortirerecords.bandcamp.com, we have a Christmas present for you. And it's a Christmas single by Saint-Tropez, who have given us a Christmas single for you guys. It's a free download. There's one song on it. And, well, there's a cover of Do They Know It's Christmas Time. And there is a remix of one of their tracks. Yep. Enjoy. Left of the Saint-Tropez CD, but yeah. Another band that we worked with this year is Nocienne, who we've done two EPs with them, and there is an album as well. So this is from the album. They're from Bristol. They're really incredibly good, and this is all I have to say. This is called Mazurka, as in the dance. Now, am I right in saying that's the dance that they dance in, in Adam's Family, the mazurka? Awesome band or what? I know, right? So another thing we released. So we've released quite a few Italian things this year for some reason. I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. It's because we worked with an Italian band. It went pretty well. And when their friends said, do you know who's like not a complete douchebag to work with? They said, us. And there you go. And so that's another band that we work with this year is May Eyes Love. I think the EP is wonderful. It's really promising. I can't wait to hear more from them. This is May Eyes Love from Italy. Pretty international bunch here at Short Dive Records. We have released music from four continents. I don't think we've done Africa. We've done the rest. Yeah, I know. So this time we're traveling to France. This is the Maud Anyways album. It's sold out big time. Yeah, I mean, I think this is, you know, the end of year polls haven't really surfaced yet. Some have, some haven't. I guess this is going to be in quite a few because it seems like people have really, 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 really liked this one. This is Maud Anyway.
Thank you.
change continent again. This time we're going to America, North America to be precise. We're going to Mexico. This is Jaus, Anna, from Mexico. We worked with another band from Mexico this year. We worked with Endless. For Jaus, what we did is they basically put their four singles together and we released it as an EP. And I think it works pretty cool because I think the idea behind it is for people who like to have their music physically, you maybe there was a few singles here and there you could download, but now you can have them all put together in one place, which I think is quite nice. Some people like that. So if any other bands want to do that with us, we're totally up for that. Just saying. Okay, now we're going back to Italy now. This is Human Colonies, who I believe have split up. Or if they haven't split up, they've gone on hiatus, which is a shame because this EP is absolutely brilliant. Human Colonies. Myself, I make music too, and I make music under a few names, and one of those names is Beatastic. And what I've done is this year is I've released stuff a few years back, but it was on digital format and it never got released on physical format, so I'm sort of remastering them, adding extra tracks and releasing them on CD for the first time ever. So this is Beatastic. I believe it's from 2015. And I think it's my favorite song I've ever done, but maybe not, maybe it is, I don't know.
I swear I'm tired.
it was me, all by myself, on my Lowry. Yep. Hey, Calamity. So now we're going to Australia. See, we're traveling a lot. We're going to Australia. Hey, Calamity. We released 3 of their albums this year. 3 albums in a year. That is a lot, my dude. And he keeps pounding out tracks, like, all the time. I know. How does he do it? Who knows? Maybe it's the Australian beer, barbecue, spider bites. Who knows? This is Hey Calamity. We'll be right back. Okay, and we're going to finish with Alma Gray from Bristol. It's not sold out, but it's almost sold out. Thank you to everyone who supported the label this year, because supporting the label means that you're supporting the artists. We try to pay them as much as we can, try to be fair in the way we do things, and hopefully it's appreciated all around. I'm going to say bonne nuit les petits, and see you next year.